Okay, lesson 28. We started in on that last week. We'll go back over a couple of sections we did last week. So covering adjectives, and then we'll cover the article. So lesson 28, page 158, headed Anthropos Agathos, meaning a good man, and Hoi Hagioi, meaning the saints. So section one, we have nouns and adjectives. So a noun points to a thing, and an adjective is a modifier, qualifies the noun, tells us something more about the noun. An adjective, so adjective goes with a noun. It is thrown up against the noun. The name comes from the Greek word, the Latin word adiakeo, to throw next to, throw up against. In contrast to an adverb, which is goes alongside a verb. Although that distinction is breaking down in modern English as adjectives get used as adverbs and vice versa. Okay, section one, nouns and adjectives. And we have words, nouns come in three flavors, masculine, feminine, and neuter. So three genders. And we have an example of each of those. Masculine words, which take the article ha, in its masculine form, we have logos, meaning a word, aner, meaning a man, and basileus, meaning a king. Then cardia, meaning heart, gyne, meaning woman, and polis, meaning city. And then under those are feminine words, they take the feminine form of the article he. And then some neuter words, ergon, meaning work, which technon, meaning child, and thelema, meaning will or desire. And they take the neuter form of the article ta. So, those are all nouns, and the gender of nouns can be masculine, feminine, or neuter, with the article ha, he, ta. Then we have words which describe nouns, so these are adjectives. We have agathos, good, kakos, bad, kakos, which we get cacophony and so on, poneros, evil, aletheis, true, megas, big, metzon, bigger, polos is much, which we get all our words poly, beginning poly, pleon, meaning more, akathartos, meaning impure. And in that case, kathartos will be pure, and adding an alpha on the front, what we call a privative alpha, makes it negative. So privative in that it deprives the word of its meaning, makes it the opposite. So a privative alpha. And that then carries over into English in a number of words. Kainos, new. Palios, old, which we get words beginning paleo in English, and then pas, meaning every. So these are adjectives, and when an adjective describes a noun, it has the same case, number, and gender as the noun. So case, that's nominative, accusative, genitive, or dative, or occasionally could have a vocative. Number is singular or plural, and then gender is masculine, feminine, or neuter. So every adjective can come in all those different forms. So that's 24 or 30 forms. So for example, if we want to modify the word logos, we have to put agathos into the same case number and gender, in that case nominative, singular, masculine. So we have agathos logos, meaning a good word. In the dative plural, it would be agathois logois, good words, perhaps by means of good words or something like that. And nominative plural, pantes basileis, meaning many, all kings. Some feminine words, We would have agathē kardia, a good heart. So kardia is feminine, so the adjective agathos has to be in feminine as well. Agathais kardiais, and the dative plural by beings of good hearts or something like that. And pasai polis, all cities. And then for a neuter noun like ergon, you'd have to put the adjective into the neuter gender. So we'd have agathon ergon, a good work. Agathois ergois in the dative plural, agathois ergois, by means of good works or good deeds. And then panta techna in the neuter plural, panta techna, nominative plural meaning all children. Okay. Section 2. We have some adjectives here to learn. Hagios is holy. We get our words hagiography, a holy writing, or hagios. So we have example ta pneuma ta hagion, ta pneuma ta hagion, the Holy Spirit, or simply ta hagion pneuma, the Holy Spirit, leaving out the second article there. A common word to describe believers, Christians in the New Testament, was hoi hagioi, the saints, the holy people. So that's hagios. Kainos is new. Kainos. So we have he kaine diatheke, meaning the new covenant. Entelein kainein didomi humin, a new commandment I give to you, Jesus says. So entelein kainein, a new commandment. Hotan auta pino kainon. Hotan is when, and it, auta is it, and then kainon, so pino is new, so when I drink it, new. The kainon there in neuter, because auta is neuter. Kalos, good or fine, which we get things like calisthenics, and calligraphy, good writing. Ha poimen ha kalos. Poimen is shepherd. And what shepherd? The kalos one, the good shepherd. Kalon ta halas. Halas is salt, which we get a word halophytic, salt-loving plants or salt-tolerant plants. So the salt, there, salt is good. And in the next section, we'll look a little more at that word order. Kakos, bad or evil. Again, our word cacophony is a bad sound. So, te kakon epoiesen. So that starts with an interrogative pronoun in the neuter, so it's what rather than who. If it was tis, it would be who. Te in neuter is what. Epoiesen, so we've got the marker there, sigma at the end of the stem for completed action, epsilon on the front for past. So that's an aorist. So past tense, completed action. And then an adjective, just meaning an evil thing. So what evil did he do? Apodidus kakon anti kaku. Apodidus is from apodidomi, to sort of give back, to return, and that is a participle. So, and it's a present stem, so it's ongoing action, returning evil against evil, or evil in the place of evil.
Two words that we have, hotan.
Mm-hmm.
We also learned hotte, right?
We learned hotte, yes. No, hotte, hotan. Hotte is used more frequently. They both essentially mean when. You can think of as a hotan. So we make in English a distinction between when and whenever. I'd almost put it that way. Hotte would be when and hotan whenever.
So hotte and hotte are both when?
Hotte and hotan.
Okay, is the question when, and hotte is another kind of when.
Oh, right. So hotte isn't a question.
Without the question.
Just as a as a statement, as a okay, alos, meaning other, alos, eden alus dua adelphus, eden alus dua adelphus, eden, he saw, alus, another, and then dua adelphus, two brothers, so we take that as a pair of brothers, so he saw another pair of brothers, has an Gamese alain, Hasan Gamese alain, Hasan, whoever, we had that back I think a long time ago, so the Has there, a pronoun, and the An sort of adds a conditionality to it, whichever person, and Gamese, it's from the word to marry, and it's in the, it's a subjunctive. You could tell that by the eta at the end with an iota subscript. Then also there's an eta there before the stem. So whoever marries another, and hos is masculine, and alain is feminine. So we would know from that it's talking about whatever man marries another woman. And alus esosen, alus esosen, he saved other people. So this is one of the taunts against Jesus when he's on the cross. Holos, whole. We get our English words holistic and things. Holon ta soma su, your whole body. So ta soma, neuter for body. So holon there in the neuter. He oikia autu hale. He oikia autu hale. His whole family. So he oikia means house or household. It's autu, it's his household, and then hale, modifying all that, his whole household, his whole family. Protos, first, we get all our English words beginning with prota, prototype, and so on. Eilthen protos, he came first. And then its antonym is eschatos. Eschatos, meaning last, from which we get eschatology, the study of last things. Ente eschate hemere. Ente eschate hemere. On the last day. Phrase that this idea gets carried over from Old Testament in Hebrew. And we have this a number of times in the New Testament. On the last day. And finally, idios. Idios, one's own. Once you get things like idiosyncratic. Elthen eisten idian pollen. Elthen eisten idian pollen. He went or to his own town. Idian modifying pollen. Elthomen eisten idian pollen. Elthomen eisten idian pollen. We went to our own town. So you see the idian there. Context tells us in the first one to take it as his, and in the second sentence to take it as our. So you just have to figure out who the subject is. And then anebe esto oros kat idian. Anebe esto oros kat idian. Anebe, from anabino, we've got an abbreviated stem there. So that's the aorist stem. He went up to oros. He went up the mountain. And kat idian is sort of according to himself or by himself. We could take that as meaning on his own.
I'm still a little confused about idios an adjective it applying to.
So it's kata, which means among its range of meaning according to, and then kata takes the accusative case. So idian there is in the accusative, and the prepositional phrase as an entity then just means by oneself, and you'd then have to use context to say, is it by myself, by yourself, by himself, by herself, by themselves?
So like, it could have been by
God. In that case, yeah, according to the will of God, it would be kata plus then thelema.
After thelema.
Mm-hmm. Kata thelema tu theou. So kata thelemon tu theou. With thelemon there in the accusative. Okay, section 3. A little note about word order and the influence of adding the article or not. So in A, we have agathos, anthropos, and anthropos, agathos. So agathos, anthropos, and anthropos, agathos. So in the first one, putting the adjective before the noun. Second example, putting the adjective after the noun. And in Greek, you can do either. In English, we put the adjective before the noun. In Greek, it doesn't make any difference. It means the same thing. And it's entirely up to your own desire what order you want to use. There's no article, so we would take this as being a good man. Example B, we have ha anthropos ha agathos. Ha anthropos, ha agathos, and then ha agathos, anthropos, ha agathos, anthropos. So the first instance, both the noun and then followed by the adjective, and each of them having the article. And in the second instance, we have the adjective before the noun and then a single article, which applies to the both of them together as a pair. And both of those mean the good man, and there's really no distinction at all between the meaning of those. So you can think of the first instance as ha anthropos, the man, and then, well, which man? Ha agathos, the good one. And then example C, agathos ha anthropos, agathos ha anthropos, or ha anthropos agathos estin. Ha anthropos agathos estin, and agathos estin ha anthropos, agathos estin ha anthropos. Three different variations, all of which mean that the man is good. So the first one, agathos ha anthropos, if you take that word for word, be good is the man. So in this case, we had the adjective without the article, followed by
anthropos, the noun, with the article. And you can think of that functioning that between the agathos and the anthropos, think of there being an equal sign. So agathos equals ha anthropos. So the man is good. So you notice that subtle difference going from agathos anthropos, a good man, ha anthropos ha agathos, the good man, and agathos ha anthropos, the man is good. The second instance there, under C, ha anthropos agathos estin, that's made unambiguous that the man, agathos estin, is good. Usually, in very often in Greek, you get away without needing the verb eimi. And then it's also made clear in the third instance, agathos estin ha anthropos. So agathos ha anthropos, we're essentially having the adjective and then is being equated with the noun.
Is it because there's no article for the adjective that you imply the verb there?
It's because of the and because of the order. It's because the agathos it has no article and it comes before the ha anthropos.
Okay. I thought word order didn't matter in Greek.
On the whole, it doesn't. So that's why agathos anthropos and anthropos agathos are equivalent. Okay. Or but so here's one instance in which word order is significant, and it's not simply word order, it's also the presence or the absence of that article. Okay, section 4, some sentences to translate. Number 1, ta pneuma ta akatharton, ta pneuma ta akatharton. So in this instance, we've got the noun followed by the adjective, and each of them carries the article. So it's the spirit, of which spirit? The unclean spirit. So the thing would be the unclean spirit. Prophetes hagios. Prophetes hagios. Now we have a noun followed by an adjective. Neither has the article. So this is a holy prophet. Prophetes there, masculine, so taking a masculine adjective. Hagios ha prophetes. Hagios ha prophetes. Now we have the adjective followed by the article with the noun. So you can think of this as being hagios. Hagios equals ha prophetes. Holy is the prophet, i.e. the prophet is holy. Number 4, didache chaine. Didache chaine. So now we have the noun followed by the adjective, neither with the article, so a new teaching. Number 5, pasa didache kaine, pasa didache kaine. Now we have a noun, didache, modified by two adjectives, one of which has been put at the beginning, one at the end. So the noun is sandwiched there between adjectives. So this meaning every new doctrine, or every new teaching. And pas, meaning everything, that is one that I think would always come before, not absolutely sure about this, but I'm pretty sure it always comes before the noun that it's modifying. 6, tis he kaine haute didache.
Tis he kaine haute didake. So tis, interrogative pronoun, this time asking who, what. And it's in the feminine because it's referring to didache, which is feminine teaching. And then hekaine didache is the new teaching, and haute is a demonstrative pronoun, making it this new teaching. So bundle that all into a question: what is this new teaching? 7. Epen tois idiois methetais. Epen tois idiois methetais. So epen, he spoke, tois methetais, to the disciples, and then idiois, an adjective modifying methetais. So tois methetais there is in the dative masculine plural, so idiois is also dative masculine plural. But it's then one's own, whose own? Well, it's not the disciples' own, it's the subject of the verb apen, so his own disciples. Number 8, pantes zetusen ten doxan ten idian. Pantes zetusen ten doxan ten idian. Zetusen, they seek, third person plural, present, who seek, they, and pantes is, though it's an adjective, it's standing in for all people, so it's what we can call a substantive, in that you don't actually, in that case, need the noun for it to go with you. Just take that as being all ones, all people. All people seek glory. And then whose glory? Well, idian, their own glory. So again, idian, agreeing in case number and gender with doxan, but referring to the pantes. So they all seek their own glory. Number 9, kalon ta ergon kai u kakon. Kalon ta ergon kai u kakon. Here we have the adjective first without the article, followed by the noun with the article. So good is the deed, or the deed is good. So in English we supply the verb is, and then and u kakon, so a negated adjective. And not bad. So the deed is good and not bad. Number 10. Uk esan protoi ala eskatoi. Uk esan protoi ala eskatoi. Uk esan, they were not. Esan, third person plural, imperfect of the verb amy. So they were, and then protoi ala eskatoi, both referring to the implicit subject of esan. Number 11, uki esan eskatoi. Uki esan eskatoi. So uki esan, they were not. Eskatoi last, and now we need to turn it into a question. And a question that is expecting the answer yes. Remember from the previous chapter. So they were last, weren't they? To which we were expecting the answer, yes, they were last. Versus the next one, meti asin eskatoi. Meti asin eskatoi. Here, asin, they're present, third person plural, present tense, they are last, but and negated with meti, but this time with me instead of u, expecting no as the answer. So they aren't last, are they? And expecting us to say, no, you're right, they aren't last.
Can you ask a question with neither, then u or me, kind of like the neutral one?
There needs to be, there would be some sort of interrogative word in a question.
Oh, okay, so you can't just put a semicolon.
Right.
So you can't have another one.
So what how would you say, just ask, you know, where do they last?
Donatai alus didaskein alata idia tekna uk edidaxen. Donatai alus didaskein alata idia tekna uk edidaxen. Donatai, he is able, and we expect a complementary infinitive going with that, and that's didaskein, to teach. So he is able to teach alus, others. Ala, but uk edidaxen, he is not able, he did not teach ta idia tekna, his own children. So idia there agreeing in case number and gender with ta tekna, which is neuter plural accusative, but referring to the subject of dinatai. 14. Hokrates krine tus kakus ala agathus u krine. Hokrates krine tus kakus ala agathus u krine. The judge judges tus kakus, the evil people. So an adjective there with the article, there's no noun, but the noun is sort of implicit, the evil ones. We take that by default as meaning the evil people, who would be the fitting subject for an act of judgment. So the judge judges the evil people, and then agathus, another adjective on its own without a noun. We take that also as being people, so good people, he does not judge.
So how do we know it's evil ones? Could it be like evil deeds? Or?
If it was evil deeds, it would be in the neuter. So if it, so here you have to look at the gender. If it's masculine, it's going to be either evil, and masculine plural be evil people or evil men, and then you'd have to use your judgment as to whether you want to make that gender neutral or gender specific. If it's feminine, it is gender specific, evil women. And if it's neuter, it would be evil things.
Okay, so a group of people is masculine.
So yeah, if it's masculine, it can be either gender specific, as say it's masculine plural, it could be either a group of male people or it can be a mixed group.
But if it's neuter, then it can't be, it can't refer to people.
Right. Okay. Neuter, it's referring to things. So in that case, it would be takaka. Takaka, accusative, neuter, plural, evil things. 15. Epistusen autos kai he oikia autu hale. Epistusen autos kai he oikia autu hale. He believed, and then autos, referring back to himself, making that emphatic, he himself believed, kai, and then hoi, he oikia autu hale, his whole family, or his whole household, as we saw before. Okay, so that's examples of adjectives, different ways of using adjectives. Section 5. Now we have adverbs, kalos. Kalos means well, as an adjective, so it modifies a verb. It's similar there to kalos. Kalos meaning good or fine, which is an adjective and modifies a noun. So you see those are closely related, kalos and kalos, whereas in English, our adjective good and the adverb well are distinct words, different words. One of the confusing aspects of the English language. Another thing that's hard for someone learning English to figure out when to use good, when to use well. Although at the rate we're going, those are going to be interchangeable in another few decades, as they get misused so many times. Alithos, truly, alithos, adverb related to alithes, true, the adjective. And then hutos, thus, or like this, or in this way, or so, an adverb related to hutos, this, which is a demonstrative, in that case actually a demonstrative pronoun. So you see that kalos and alithos, what they share in common is that they end with a omega sigma and a circumflex over the omega. So it's as if you take the adjective, knock off its ending, and put on os as an ending, and you get the adverb. Right? So, John 13:13, kalos legete emi gar. Kalos legete emi gar. So kalos there, adverb, modifying legete. You say well, you speak well, and then emi gar for I am. John 8:31, alithos methetai mou este. Alithos methetai mou este. Alithos, the adverb, modifying este. That's, so when we see an adverb, we have to hunt around to find the verb that it goes with. In this case, it's the last verb. You are truly, and then methetai mou, my disciples. And John 18:22, hutos apokrine to archiere. Hutos apokrine to archiere. Apokrine, you answer, and to archiere, the archpriest, the high priest. Hutos, meaning thus or in this way, and then you turn it all into a question. Is this how or in this way do you answer the high priest? And then we have five example sentences. Didaskalian alethe didaske. Didaskalian alethe didaske. Alethe, the adverb modifying. Here we have alethe, a adjective modifying the didaskalian. So the didaskalian is didaskalia is feminine. So alethe, they're feminine. He is teaching true doctrine, true teaching. Example two, alethos ed didasken autus. Alethos ed didasken autus. Alethos, now we have an adverb modifying the verb ed didasken. Ed didasken, he was teaching. In the imperfect there, so he was teaching truly, and then autus, the direct object. He was teaching them truly. Number three, autos kalos ed didaxen autain. Autos kalos ed didaxen autain. Ed didaxen, he taught, with autos making that emphatic, so we could take he himself taught her, and then kalos, adverb modifying ed didaxen, taught her well.
And then on top translation, number four, we have...
They're both singular. They're different words. Didaskalian comes from didasko. Well, they both come from didasko, to teach, and then just different nouns derived from that, essentially functioning as synonyms.
And they are both feminine.
They're both feminine, yes. Didache and didaskalia. Number four... Hokalos kalos didakse himas. Hokalos kalos didakse himas. So now we have kalos kalos. So we have an adjective followed by an adverb. So the adverb modifies the verb didakse, which there is future tense. So the verb is didasko, sigma has been added to the end of the stem, then we'd have sigma, kappa, sigma all combine into xi. There's no tense marker on the front, so it must be future. He will teach, so he will teach us well. And then hakalos, there's no, it's an adjective standing on its own as a substantive with no noun, so, but it's masculine, so we take it as either the good man or the good person, depending on whether you want to be gender specific or gender neutral. The good man will teach us well. And five, te hutos, hutos, lale, blaspheme. Te hutos, hutos, lale, blaspheme. So hutos, hutos. Now we get hutos, and then followed by the hutos, the adverb. So hutos, the pronoun, demonstrative pronoun. So we have an interrogative pronoun, te, in the neuter, so referring to here why rather than who. Hutos, the demonstrative pronoun, nominative, masculine, singular, this one. Why does this one speak? That's the lale. And then hutos in this way, or thus. Why does he speak in this way? And the answer is blaspheme. He is blaspheming. Okay, so there you have examples of how the adverb is functioning. Remember, adverb modifies a verb, and therefore it does not have case, number, or gender. An adverb doesn't change form. It only comes in one form, and so it's nice and simple. The usual form for an adverb is it ends in omega, sigma. And usually it'll be related to the adjective. It's as if you take, you knock off the ending of the adjective and add on omega, sigma. Usually with a circumflex over the omega. So that's usually how you can identify these adverbs. Section 6, about the article. English, we have two articles. We have the definite article, the, and the indefinite article, a or an. Greek has only one article, which here he calls the definite article, ha he ta. We think of as being the. I actually prefer to call it simply the article, because there are instances it behaves a little differently from the English definite article. And because we have in English this distinction between definite and indefinite articles, Greek doesn't have that distinction. Simply has one article. We'll see it gets used in some different ways. So firstly, note the way the definite article is used with adjectives. So ha, he, hoi, and hai. So ha and he, that's feminine, singular. Masculine and feminine, singular. Hoi and hai, masculine and feminine, plural. They refer to people. Ha and hoi are masculine or common. So they refer either to men, to males, or to people in general. And you have to, sometimes the context will help you in that, and sometimes it's a judgment call. And this is an issue that translators have, Bible translators, have been grappling with for the last, particularly the last 10 years or so, is for each instance of a masculine pronoun, a masculine article, trying to figure out, is that gender specific or gender neutral? Hey and hi are feminine. They refer to women. They are gender specific. So hoi protoi, the first men, the first people, leave it as the first ones, those who are first. Hoi hagioi, hoi hagioi, the holy ones, the saints. And you can generally assume that that one's going to refer to both men and women. It's not saying that only the men are the saints, but the holy ones. Compare halegon. Halegon. Legon there, hopefully you recognize that. That's a participle, present participle. Legon, masculine singular nominative. And it comes with the article. So the participle with the article is referring to the person doing, an entity doing the action. So here we have, and now we would have to make a judgment call. Is it referring specifically to a male or to just any person in general? And depending on your answer to that, you would say he who says or the person who says. So ha legon. The feminine form of that is he legusa. He legusa. Legusa, still nominative, singular, but this time feminine. And that is gender specific, so we would translate it she who says. He legusa, she who says. So ha he hoyen hai, masculine and feminine article usually refer to people. The neuter article usually refers to things. Ta and ta. So ta is singular, nominative and accusative. Ta is plural. And you may remember for the neuter that the nominative and accusative are the same. So ta hagion, ta hagion, neuter singular, nominative or accusative, the holy something, since it's neuter, it must refer to neuter, to things, so we'd take it. That which is holy or the holy thing. Ta idia. There we have that reflexive adjective, one's own things. Ta identifying it as neuter plural, one's own things. Ta eskata, the last things, the final state. And poyo takaka, poyo, I do, from poyo, and takaka, I do the evil things, or what is evil. And then we have ta onta. Now, onta there is a present participle of the verb amy. Whose masculine nominative singular form is own. So own, usa, on, and then ta'onta is neuter plural. Ta'onta, so the things that exist, the things that are. Eroken kai toisun auto usin. Eroken kai toisun auto usin. Eroken, he gave. Kai there, the position of that, we have to take that as also instead of and. It's another way that kai can be read. So he gave also, tois is our indirect object, dative plural. And tois agreeing with that, we have usin, which is participle, present participle of the verb amy to be. The tois usin, the ones who are. Sun auto, with him. Sun is with. Yeah. Sun. So eroken kai tois sun auto usin. He gave also to those who were with him.
So, what if you're talking about...
So for nouns, the article has to agree, if it goes with a noun, it has to agree in case number and gender with the noun that it's modifying. So if you're talking about a city, polis, city is feminine, or polis is feminine, so the article would have to be feminine.
So if you're talking about the holy city, you could say...
be hei hagia polis.
Hei hagia polis.
Mm-hmm. Hei hagia polis, the holy city. Yes. So hagia, feminine, and then if polis is on its own as a nominative singular, so hagia would be nominative singular. Okay, section 7. We have some sentences to translate. Makarioi hoi eskatoi, hoigar eskatoi esontai protoi. Makarioi hoi eskatoi, hoigar eskatoi esontai protoi. Makarioi is blessed. Makarios, to be blessed, an adjective. So this is used by Jesus in the Beatitudes, Matthew 5. Here, makarioi, nominative, plural, masculine. And we the word order here, we have adjective followed by hoi eskatoi, followed by, in this case, an implicit noun with the article. So it would be, you can think of it as makarioi equals hoi eskatoi. So blessed, and we would, in English, have to supply the verb to be. So blessed are hoi eskatoi, the last. Either we take that either as masculine specific, male specific, or as gender neutral. So presumably it's going to be gender neutral. Blessed are those people who are last. We wouldn't in this day and age want to translate that as blessed are the men who are last. Gar, for, and coming as the second word of the phrase, hoi eskatoi, the last ones, esontoi, will be, future tense of Amy protoi, will be first. Okay, so we get four adjectives in that. Four adjectives and no nouns. But the nouns are all sort of implicit. We take that as blessed ones, last ones, and first ones. Number two, eisen hoi protoi eskatoi, kai hoi eskatoi protoi. Eisen hoi protoi eskatoi, kai hoi eskatoi protoi. Eisen, they were, imperfect, and then ho protoi eskatoi, the first ones, and then they became the last ones. And then the second line just reverses that, and we don't need to repeat the verb to be. Okay, so see how that one is working. And you see in English we do a very similar thing there, where the first were last and the last were first. So first and last there in English are adjectives, and we don't really need the noun. We can get by in English without needing the noun in that case. Three, Alithos leges hoti makarios estin hometa tu Jesu. Alithos leges hoti makarios estin hometa tu Jesu. Alithos, adverb, truly, modifying leges, you say. So truly you say that, hoti, that. And then here's what they say. Makarios estin, blessed is hometa tu Jesu, the one with Jesus. Blessed is the one with Jesus. Number four, makarioi eisan hoi eiselfontes eis ta hieron ta hagion autoi gar eidon ten doxan tu theu. Makarioi eisan hoi eiselfontes eis ta hieron ta hagion autoi gar eidon ten doxan tu theu. Makarioi, blessed, eisan, third plural imperfect of Amy. Blessed were which ones? The hoi eiselfontes,
The ones entering, eselthontes, participle, this time an aorist participle. We've got elf, the aorist stem. Hoi eselthontes, the ones entering, eis ta hieron ta hagion, into the holy temple. So ta hagion, neuter, because hieron is neuter, temple. Autoi, gar. So gar there, for, coming as the second word of the phrase. Autoi, for they, the demonstrative pronoun, pointing back. For they, or the pronoun rather, they saw ten doxan tu theou, the glory of God. Number five. Uki ta agatha poie ha kalos. Uki ta agatha poie ha kalos. Ta agath poie, he does, and the subject of poie is ha kalos, the good one, the good man, or the good person. He does, what does he do? He does ta agatha, he does good the good things. The good man does good things. Uki, sort of negating that, to which we expect the answer, yes. So turning that into question, the good man does good, doesn't he? To which, and that's phrased in such a way that we, as to anticipate the question, yes, he does good. And there, the good man does good. Good on its own there is technically an adjective, but really standing in for good things in English. Number six, agathoi kai hagioi hoi ekontes ten entelein ten kainen kai teruntes auten. Agathoi kai hagioi hoi ekontes ten entelein ten kainen kai teruntes auten. Hagioi kai agathoi kai hagioi, so two adjectives, neuter plural, good and holy, and that comes before now hoi ekontes, which has the article, so we have to supply the verb to be. Good and holy are hoi ekontes, the ones having, ten entelein ten kainen, the new commandment, kai teruntes, another participle, agreeing with ekontes, carrying on from ekontes, and keeping auten, it, referring to the entelein. Number seven, ha theos epoiesen ta panta ekton me onton. Ha theos epoiesen ta panta ekton me onton. God made ta panta, all things, so everything, ekton, ek, out of, with a genitive, ton me onton. Ton onton, the things being, but here negated with me, the things not being. So he made all things, he made everything, all things out of, what didn't exist. And number eight, Herodes elegon hoti Ioannes esten, alloi de elegon hoti Elias esten, alloi de elegon ug utas esten ha Christos. Herodes elegon hoti Ioannes esten, alloi de elegon hoti Elias esten, alloi de elegon uk utos estin ha Christos. So Herodes, that's Herod. Elegan, he said. Hati introduces the quote. Ioannes estin. John, he is. So he is John. Alloi is others. And de, coming as the second word always, as a disjunctive, but others said. Elias Esten, he is Elijah. Alloy de Elegon, but others,
Uk utas estin ha Christos. So, hutas estin ha Christos. Hutas there, the demonstrative pronoun. This one is the Christ or the Messiah. And adding the uk negates it. And to ask a question to which we expect the answer, yes. So this man is the Messiah, isn't he? Expected answer, yes, he is the Messiah. So I put it all together. Herod said he is John, but others said he is Elijah, and others said this man is the Messiah, isn't he? Okay, we have section 8, some reading, and we get to turn to a different book of the Bible, of the New Testament, to Revelation 21. The vision of the New Jerusalem, the new heavens and the new earth. Page 675 in the Reader's Greek New Testament. Revelation 21, verses 1 through 3. Kai Adon Uranon Kainon, Kai Gain Kainen, Hagar Protos Uranos, Kai He Prote Ge Apelthan, Kai He Thalassa Uk Estin Eti, Kai Tain Polen Tain Hagian, Jerusalem Kainen, Adon, Katabainusan Ek Tu Uranu, Apa Tu Theu, Etoimas Mene, Hos Nymphain. Kekos men menen to Andri altes. Kai ekusa phones megales ek tu thronu leguses. Edu heskene tu theu metaton anthropon, kai skenose metauton, kai autoi laioi autu esontai, kai autos ha theos metauton, estai auton theos. Okay, all together. Kai Adon Uranon Kainon, Kai Gain Kainen, Hagar Protos Uranos, Kai He Prote Ge Apelthan, Kai He Thalassa Uk Esten Eti, Kai Tain Polen Tain Hagian, Jerusalem Kainen, Adon, Katabainusan Ek Tu Uranu, Apa tu theu etoimas menen hos nymphain kekos memenen to andri altes kai ekusa phones megales ek tu thronu leguses idu heskene tu theu metaton anthropon kai skenose metauton kai autoi laioi autu esontai, kai autos ha theos met auton estai, auton theos.
What do the brackets mean there?
The brackets, therefore, auton theos means that it's not in all of the early manuscripts. And you can get the version of the Greek New Testament that Leland has, probably it will have a footnote there. That will, in code, that Leland probably is baffled by, will give some indication as to which manuscripts include that and which don't. And if you look across various English versions, there are at least two or three English versions will point out in the footnote that some manuscripts add in that phrase and some omit it. Several English versions have a footnote there. Okay, so let's see what sense we can make of this, helped along a bit by the notes that Dobson gives. So, verse 1, Kai Adon Uranon Kainon, Kai Gain Kainen. Okay, so, well, now Adon actually is ambiguous. Adon is, could be I saw or they saw. So, remember, first person singular and third person plural. And the aorist are the same. So you have to use context, and just taking the bit like that
That little, just that first sentence, we don't have enough context to decide that. But if you read this in the light of the rest of Revelation, you would know that it's first singular. And I saw, or then I saw, Uranon Kainon, a new heaven, Gaigain Kainen, new earth. Uranos is masculine, so Kainon there, masculine, giving that. Ge is feminine, so Kainen is feminine adjective. So I saw, and there's no article on anything, so I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
Well, heaven anew and earth anew, right?
Yeah, and in this case, it doesn't matter which order the noun and the adjective are in. In this case, the noun is followed by the adjective, but it would mean the same thing if it was preceded. Hagar protos uranos kai he prote ge apelthan. Okay. Right. So gar, four, coming as the second word. Ha protos uranos. Now we have the adjective before the noun. And then with the article, so the first heaven and the first earth, apelthan. Elthan there, you might recognize the stem, elf, from Urkamai, to go, to come. And with the prefix on it, prepositional prefix, apo, to go away from. So apelthan, they went away from, so they had gone away from. In this case, they had completely gone away from, they completely disappeared. They had gone away, they had disappeared. Kai he thalassa uk estin eti. Thalassa, I think we've had, it means it's the sea. Sea. Yeah. Uk estin eti is no more. Eti is yet or still, is not still. In this case, is no longer there. And the sea is no more. Kai tein polen tein hagian, Jerusalem kainen edon. So tein polen tein hagian, the holy city. In this case, we get the adjective, the noun followed by the adjective, each with the article. So the holy city. It would have been exactly the same if we had done tein hagian polen, with just one article covering the adjective followed by the noun. So the holy city. Jerusalem, Kainen, the new Jerusalem. Kainen there, feminine, going with Jerusalem. Edon, I saw. Now, Katabainusan, ek tu uranu, apotu theu. Katabainusan, coming down, okay. Well, now, is it coming down or having come down? Okay, and how do you know that? Katabainus, okay, so it's got the longer stem, the full stem, the present stem. Katabainusan, so that's a participle, feminine, singular, accusative, agreeing with the pollen hagian. So coming down or descending, ek tu uranu, from heaven, apa tu theu, away from God. So we can take both yak and the apo there is just from. So coming down, coming down out of heaven from God. Etoi mas menen. And Dobson tells us that's prepared. Etoi mas menos, from etoi matzo, prepare. Etamos, ready. So in this case, etoi mas menen is feminine. Singular, accusative, participle, agreeing with the pollen. So prepared, hos nymphane, kekos menne, well, hos nymphane, so as a bride, kekos menmenen, to andri autes, and kekos menmenas, we're told, is adorned. Adorned to Andri Altes. And Andri is Anar Andras. Anar is man or husband. So adorned for her, as a bride adorned for her husband. So the kekosme mennen, the word is, the verb is kosmeo, from which we get cosmetics, and also cosmos, so the world which works is adorned. Okay, verse 3. Kai ekusa phones megales ektu thronu leguses. Okay, so yep. Kai ekusa, then I heard phones megales, a big sound. In English, we don't really say a big sound, we'd say a loud sound. So we just, a big sound, a loud sound, ektu thronu, from the throne, leguses, saying, idu heskene tu theu metaton anthropon. So remember idu? Idu, behold, or look, or see. Let's see, heskene. Heskene, Dobson tells us, is the tent, the tabernacle, the dwelling. Heskene tu theu, the dwelling of God, metaton anthropon, is with people. Kai skenose metauton. Skenose. He will live, yep, so skenose, it's future tense, skenao, with a sigma at the end of the stem, and nothing on the front indicating past tense, so it must be future. He will dwell, metauton, with them. Kai autoi laoi autu esontai. Laoi is peoples, laos. Laoi. Yeah, and they will be his people. So, autoi, they, referring back to the anthropon. Laoi autu, his peoples. Esontai, they will be his peoples. And laoi there is actually plural. At least in most manuscripts it's plural. There are some manuscripts it's actually singular, but most it's plural. They will be his peoples, which has kept commentators busy trying to figure out the significance of that being in the plural rather than the singular. Kai autos ha theos met auton estai. And Dobson points out, autos ha theos, God himself. Autos there is a pronoun, adding emphasis. So God himself. Estai is will be, so it's a future. AC is este. God himself will be with them, and auton theos, their God, as their God, if we take that as being in the manuscript. Okay? Good. So you made it through that. Lots of adjectives in there, and get to see essentially all the different ways in which adjectives function. They're all in those three verses, the different order, and with and without the article. And future tense, lots of future tense, yep. Okay, good. So we'll see if we have time now for John 7. John 7, verses 45 through 52. Page 271. John 7, verses 45 through 52. Elphon un hoi huperetai prostus archieres kai pharisaius kai epon altois ekenoi. Dia te uk egagete auton apikrithesan hoi huperetai udepate elalesan hutos anthropos. Apokrithesan un altois hoi pharisaioi, me kai humes peplaneste, me tis ekton archonton epistusen eis auton e ekton pharisaion, alaha aklas hutas ha me gnoskon ton nomon eparatoi eisen. Lege Nicodemus pros autus, ha elphon pros auton ta proteron, eis on ex auton. Me ha nomas hemon crine ton anthropon, ean me acuse proton paratu kai gno te poe. Apokrithesan kai epan auto, me kai su ectes Galileas e? Eroneson kai ide hoti ectes Galileas prophetes uk egeretai. Together. Elthon un hoi huperetai pros tus archieres kai pharisaius kai epon autois ekenoi dia te uk egagete auton apokrithesan hoi huperetai udepote elalesen hutos anthropos. Apokrithesan un autois hoi pharisaioi, me kai humes peplaneste, me tis ekton archonton epistusen eis auton e ekton pharisaion, alla ha achlas hutas ha me gnoskon ton nomon paratoi eisen. Lege Nicodemus pros autus, ha elphon pros auton ta proteron, eis on ex auton, me honamas hemon crine ton anthropon ean me acuse proton paratu kai gno te poie. Apokrithesan kai epan auto, me kai su ectes Galileas e eramneson kai ide hoti ectes Galileas prophetes uk egeretai. Okay, so helped along by notes from Dobson, he points out it's about the temple police are rebuked by the high priests, who are then charged by Nicodemus. And this word hoi huperetai, he takes as being the temple police. Huperetes is assistant or servant, a wide range of meanings. Elsewhere it's used for the sort of the person who's in charge of arranging the synagogue surface. So like when Jesus is in the synagogue in Nazareth, it's the huperetes that hands him the scroll and arranges for him to speak. Yeah, and so on. So here taken as being the temple police. Okay, so elphon un hoi huperetai pros tus archieres kai pharisaius. Bon, came. Elf is the aorist stem of urkamai, to come or to go. So we can take that. They came or they went. And elphon, it could be first singular or a third plural, but hoi huperetai is in the nominative, so that must be the subject, so it's got to be third plural. So pros is two with the accusative. Good. So the temple police came or went to the high priests and the Pharisees. Kai epon autois ekenoi. And they said to them, And the akenoi is pointing back to the hoi huperetai, those ones, and these ones said to them, dia te uk egagete auton. And Dobson points out that ago, I bring, or I go. Te?
Yeah.
Dia te, the question. Okay, so dia te, why? Egagete would be you bring. Here, so ago is, to leave. Why didn't you bring uk ago egagete? You didn't bring auton. Why didn't you bring him? Why didn't you bring him? Ape krithesan hoi huperetai. So who answered? The hoi huperetai answered. The temple police answered. Udepote elalesen hutos anthropos. And udepote never. Think of it as sopote. With the negative, ude pote, nor ever. So never. Never elalesen hutos anthropos. So hutos, in this way or thus. So got that os ending, so it's the adverb. Elalesen, he spoke. And who's the subject of that? So hutos is an adverb, so it's modifying the elalesen, right? It's got to modify the verb. And the subject is anthropos, which is doesn't have an article, so it's never a man spoke like this. Never a man spoke like this. So in English, we'd have to make that sound a little better. Something like, there was never a man who spoke like this. Something like that. Ape krithesan un autois hoi pharisoi. So the Pharisees answered them, me kai humes peplanes the. And peplanes there, Dobson should tell us that is, you have been led astray. And okay, so now we've got so it's a question, and it's negated with me and not with u. So what are we expecting as the
no?
And so now we have to word this in such a way as to. And then we have to add in also the chi, also. You haven't also been deceived, have you? Something like that. You haven't also been deceived, have you? Me tis ekton archonton epistusen eis auton e ekton pharisaion. So, as another question with me, and... Now, to help you think through this one, so tis, start with tis. Who, so interrogative pronoun. Ekton archonton, out of the rulers. Who, out of the rulers, epistusen, believed, eis auton, in him. A there is or ekton pharisaion, out of the Pharisees. So who out of the rulers, or we could say in English, who out of the rulers or out of the Pharisees believed in him? And then it's asked as a question, and then with me on the front. So we've got some negative. Yeah. Well, so yeah, basically it's like that. Except we have to get in the who, maybe we could say, has anyone, maybe we could do that with the anyone for the test. Has, Has anyone out of the rulers or the Pharisees believed in him? Or none of no one out of the rulers or the Pharisees has believed in him, have they? Answer: no, they haven't. No, they haven't. Be interesting to look across the English translation, see how they try and put that actually into good English. The meaning of it is clear. However, we try and render that. Alaha achlas hutas ha me gnoskon ta naman eparatoi esen. So achlas, should tell us, he doesn't, about the crowd. Achlas, alaha achlas hutas, this crowd. But this crowd, ha me gnoskon ton nomen eparatoi eisen. So gnoskon? Gnosko is no. What, do you know what form that is? Gnoskon? Recognize the form? Participle with, and then ha goes with it. So ha gnoskon would be the one knowing, ha me gnoskon, the one not knowing, and it's referring to the ha aklas. So this crowd, not knowing, ta naman, namas is law. So in the context here, we're dealing with Jews. This really would refer back to the Torah. So, but this crowd, not knowing the Torah, eparatoi. Eparatos is cursed. Is cursed. Or under God curse. So, but this crowd, we should come up with a bit of a stronger word for it in terms of this rabble, or something like that would maybe be the sense of what the. But this rabble that doesn't know the Torah is cursed. On a God's curse, pretty negative thing they're saying about the Jewish people. Lege Nicodemus prosautus. Nicodemus said to them, ha elphon prosauton ta proteron. Okay, good. The one who came or went to him previously, elphon there, the stem for completed action, went to him previously, eison ex auton, the ace there is the number one, eison ex auton, and own being. So it's a participle of Amy, un, being one ex auton, out of them. So he's being one of them, i.e. he's one of the Pharisees, leaders. So Nicodemus, so this is all giving us further information about Nicodemus. So Nicodemus, who had come to him previously, who was one of them, said to them, me honamas hemon krine ton anthropon ean, let's just stop. Me honamas hemon krine ton anthropon. And this is all going to be a question eventually. Okay, honamas hemon, our law, again meaning our Torah, judge a man, eon me accuse proton para tu. Para tu would be from him. Kai gno te poie. Okay, and know what he does. Right. So, and now we have to turn that all into a question, with me making it into a sort of a negative question, expecting a negative answer. So it'd be something like, our law doesn't judge the man unless he hears first, and unless he hears first, or unless one hears first from him, and knows what he does it. Right answer: no, it doesn't. No, our law doesn't judge someone like this. Apekrithesan kai epan auto. Okay, yeah, they answered and said to him, "Me kai su ektes Galileas e." Okay, so the kai su ektes Galileas e, that would be, you also are from Galilee, and then we turn it into a question with me. You are not also from Galilee, are you? Implied answer, no, I'm not. He's from Jerusalem. You are not also from Galilee, are you? Eraneson, kai ide eraneson, he should tell us this, I search. So here, and the footnote tells us it's an imperative, second singular imperative, so search. Kai ide? Search and see. Hoti ektes Galileas prophetes uk egeritai. Yeah, search and see that out of Galilee a prophet does not come. Egeritai. Yeah, to raise up, agero, to raise up. So, good. Well done. So lots of questions there. Those ones all negated with me, and some fairly provocative things that these Pharisees are saying. Okay, we didn't get to the progress test. You can take a look at that. And then next week we'll look at lesson 29, Ginnomai and Gnomonos.